Joe Tex comes in here, wants to know, did Chris Greer contact Joe to gauge his interest in playing again?
If you want a sundial to like run a 40, we used to have to run 40s all the time. And I knew I was in trouble when that 40 got right around 5 flat. That's not a good number. But right now I could run you've run a 40.
Yeah.
You and Omar ran that 40. You know, that was last time.
Well, they're looking for retired tight ends, so I think that that's the thing I was getting to there.
Yeah, for this team and everything's going on, and then you
do be like
this,
one of those guys that comes out of the booth and goes back to playing, like Jay Cutler or something.
Oh, that's right. Jay Cutler. Did Jay Cutler do that? He did, right? No.
Yeah, remember he was working for Fox and the Dolphins called him?
He did.
Yeah, that could be you. You're calling the games and they go, hey, look, we need a tight end to come out of retirement.
I got to tell you, I actually enjoy Jay Cutler. I know, and you know, he gets ripped for being a weird dude. You've seen all the stuff.
He comes off that way. Everyone thinks that, but you've told me stories about him. It makes him sound like
I went out and we had a night where Adam Gase said, hey, because to get Cutler to play, he had something in his contract. He could go home every so often on his day off, and because they were desperate, right? We were desperate at the quarterback thing, and I think it was Matt Moore and Cutler were the quarterbacks. And so anyway, he thought he was going to get a chance to go home for the weekend. Even though they were playing a preseason game, they told him, hey, you're not playing. And so I think Adam Gase, the way the story went, was Adam said, hey, listen, I got to have you there with the young guys. You know, it's important to be around the team. So he went out. So anyway, Matt Moore wasn't playing either. So we went out. We went out with the other quarterback that's affiliated with the team. We had a blast, man. And Cutler was great. I mean, he couldn't have been a regular guy just sitting there. And, you know, everybody's looking at him with all the stuff. And remember, Brandon Marshall had just destroyed him. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, come to find out, maybe Brandon Marshall should have just looked in the mirror and destroyed himself.
Brandon Marshall's had a rough go with destroying people.
We got Omar. Speaking of that, we got Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, is going to join us coming up here about 13, 14 minutes. We'll talk to him about this.
Bro, they should have just laid low. Like, this is so embarrassing and all the texts coming in this morning.
Well, they're not worried about the text.
I know they don't care what anyone thinks, obviously. But this is just such a bizarre.
So here it is. Right away, you know, so their thing is worked him out and they go, damn, let's go ahead and sign him. He's only been out a year. He's a really good athlete. We'll sign him. And now they're aware of all the other stuff. It's not just us. It's figured out. Omar Kelly's got a great article. If you get a chance and you want to know more about Waller, you read the article and tell you a lot. The guy's been real open about everything going on in his life. And listen, he was 6'6", 245, 240, 250, and he could really run. I mean, this dude was a real athletic freak. And but their backup plan is going to be, if it doesn't work out, we got nothing in. I mean, if he does check out on us halfway, or he's not into it, or it's not going the way we thought, or he gets banged up and you're going, we're afraid of this. And this, if they do that, they're going to go, hey, we got nothing to lose, didn't cost us any money, was a camp spot, and let's move on. That's going to be the take from the team, because they are very aware of everything that's being said about him. I do know that for a fact. I really do know that for a fact. Of what everybody's saying, how everybody feels, and the stuff. So they're going, hey, we think the upside of this guy coming back and the way we're going to use him. And if not, we've got some other guys on this team. And the other part is they are pretty much telling everybody, we're going to get these two guys on the outside back involved the way they're supposed to, so they can look at $29, $30 million receivers, wide receivers, $1 million. I say, is that what I said? $28, $29, $30 million receivers. For those two guys on the outside. And then we got to get them more targets, got to get them the ball more. But you're still going to need a tight end. I mean, you can't go through Remember the crazy, the numbers on our tight ends when those guys had big numbers on the outside? Our tight ends didn't do anything. The numbers were the lowest of any team in the NFL. That's how good the numbers were on the outside and at running back, where they were crazy. Just crazy, crazy numbers. So, all of a sudden, we got a lot of strange things going on. Marlins have won 8 straight. Duncan Robinson is gone after 7 years, signed a 3-year deal with the Detroit Pistons. And the Dolphins got a new tight end, Darren Waller, who will be 33 years old in September, coming off a 1-year retirement. And the background and all, we'll get into all this stuff, by the way. If you're going, how did this happen? What would even make this happen? Why? Who's connected? Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, was a tight ends coach with Vegas before going to the Chargers and then coming to the Miami Dolphins with Mike McDaniel. So you can learn all that stuff, and we'll get Omar's take on everything. As he got an article really going through the whole thing, and he was with the Giants for 1 year, and they had his rights, so the Dolphins did trade a draft pick. And I'm guessing, and I think Omar will agree, they put him through not only a physical but a thorough workout. They put him out there. He ran around and caught some footballs from somebody, whether one of the quarterbacks is around or one of the coaches is throwing it, to see how he's moving, how he runs. And I'm guessing Frank Smith was out there while this was going on.
Did anyone report that there was a workout, though? Because I didn't catch that. I don't know if you did, but I feel like those things are not easy to do without someone finding out.
This time of year, they're a lot easier because this is vacation time for everybody, including people in our business. This, as
Omar's,
you know,
not sleeping outside the facility to see who comes and goes. I mean, come on.
No, but a lot of our writers right now and a lot of the national guys are on vacation. If you've seen who's doing the shows right now, everybody in the football world, July is vacation time before camp. So if you're going to do it and you want to keep it top secret, this is the time. You're right, though, Woody.
Those things usually leak.
Well, usually leaks because you got a zillion people, but all the people at camp are on vacation. So this deal might have been done. But hell, there might not have been too many people around the camp at Hard Rock Stadium for this to actually happen. Hey, we're not done. They're going to sign a cornerback. And I think they're waiting for the price to come down or a certain guy to pass a physical.
Who's retired that they can find? Who's out there?
Yeah, it'll be somebody that played or is younger, coming off a shoulder neck injury. Will be the guy they'll try to get. Guy that lives in Miami, spends time in Miami, that's going to come. They're not going to spend a lot of money on that position, by the way. Why would we think they ain't spending money in free agency? Why do you think you're going to spend money here before camp starts on a veteran or
Johnny
guy
Smith
injured?
Walk, because you don't want to spend any money. So
yeah, I said
the
money was spent last year. That message is pretty clear.
Yeah, and how would
that
work?
If I was the owner, would you come back and spend all that money after last year and what you got in return? I wouldn't either.
I know, but the owner was like, all right, we're going to try again with this whole group of people here. You can't go cheap now. You brought back Chris. You brought back Mike. You brought back Tua. You can't go cheap now.
They just did.
What is their vision? Like, what are they doing over there? I don't know, man.
I'm guessing somebody had to spend it somehow that they're going to have a really good team. You think somebody went into Stephen Ross after the money he spent less than a year ago?
Well, Stephen Ross, I'll ask you the same thing I've been asking you all summer. What is it that the Dolphins do well? What like, if you had to talk to someone who didn't know the Dolphins, like you were on your call in Pittsburgh last night, and they were like, Joe, what is the Dolphins' plan of attack? What do they do really well?
Tua and those two guys on the outside, number one. They think they can get back to the running game they had a couple years ago with the guys they've added, with two big guards to go with the two tackles. They like their offensive line a lot. They think it's a big upgrade off last year. I'm just telling you, okay? So you can't.
I'm listening to you. I'm not debating you.
A-chan.
You don't think it's so defensive over
I'm
it.
Not, but I'm just telling you because I've said these things over and over.
We're buying what you're selling. Go ahead.
Anyway, that's a big point.
All right.
That's a big part. We got Minkah Fitzpatrick to now run center field for the secondary. And they better get some experience in here unless they think all those guys can be front. A lot of guys are going from very little playing time to potentially starters if this thing was to start right now. Now, I do believe there's another guy coming in on the downside of his career to help with experience with that secondary. We got to go to break here.
786 here, by the way, says Waller didn't work out, bro. He was surprised. He was even surprised they traded for him. Somebody's lying.
Okay. We'll do our insider there. That's great.
He is an insider. Everyone's an insider these
Everybody's
days,
an
bro.
Insider. Great.
Maybe he was outside the camp. While the writers were out vacationing, maybe he was out, you know, sleeping outside camp and monitoring who was going in and out.
He put that sign up like that guy did a couple years ago
the
on the
punter,
road there.
Yeah.
And everybody came in and said, I'm better than the guys you have. Please sign me.
That guy, he never got signed, did he?
No, but it was great stuff.
It was a great story.
Very, very good stuff. Good stuff. You know who else is good? Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. I got to tell you. You're looking to get a mortgage and you need one quickly and you need somebody that's really going to go to work for you and get it done, a guy that you can always get a hold of 7 days a week. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man, is the guy. He's been doing great work. If you're a first-time home buyer, need to get that paperwork done to have a chance to get that home, get in the competition to get your first home, Michael Kotze will get all that paperwork done and you'll be approved to be able to get in there and make a run at getting that home you've always wanted, especially that first home. Self-employed and been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you. Debt consolidation, reverse mortgages, I could go on and on. People upside down right now living in condos. Now it's gotten so bad you're running the credit card debt up and 28, 29, 30%. By the way, that's just ends in tragedy the way that's going to end. So, look, a lot of people are calling Michael Kotze to get out of bad situations right now. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what Michael Kotze's doing and has done for people. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. 36 years in the business and going strong. MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody. And you guys, you've been hammering. You've been hammering it hard all morning. I get it. On the signing yesterday, I told everybody to get a little background. I thought Omar Kelly just had a great article in the Miami Herald, really going through everything with Darren Waller, his background, Frank Smith's relationship with him, some of the things that are out there right now, and he joins us, so we've got that, and of course all the other news earlier a few days ago with the trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Omar joins us right now. Omar, by the way, I love the article. I told you last night I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to him in person. That's basically an article put together based on an interview that he did with I Am Athlete and an interview he did with Men's Health. You can go to the internet. He's had a good talk with John Gruden. There's actually a video of him praising Frank Smith for all that he's taught him in front of Frank Smith. I don't even know where that video came from, but I've shared all that on my Twitter. If you want to get to know Darren Waller, there's an easy way to do it. You could just listen to his music, and he basically spent the year pouring out his soul.
Yeah, I guess the music is his therapy, which, by the way, it's funny because that is a big part of therapy now is the music stuff. So anyway, without getting deep into that stuff, so Darren Waller, you know, we were all kind of waiting and looking at different teams and who's got, you know, a surplus of tight ends and Where can we get one that's a little disgruntled or not, and it ends up being
or need some money
or need some money
a new deal
So what's your take? And I get it, by the way. In fairness to our fan base this morning, I don't know what you were getting, but Darren Waller really 33, the demons and the stuff that he's fought through and is fighting through. Quit football, and now we're gonna put him out there. I'm guessing. Let's start with this. I'm guessing the team worked him out. I would be shocked if they didn't get him to run around out there and see how he looks.
I, I doubt it.
I would be really disappointed if we didn't do that.
He's I think anybody who's been around him, from what I hear, he's in phenomenal shape. He's competing in oh God, yes. What is that? It's like CrossFit, but it's something else.
That's great, but I want to see him out there running routes and see how he moves at age 33. You can be in great shape at that age, but I want to see if you move like you did.
Is he in football shape? Probably not. People make a big deal about the age. I don't, because he's had like 3 years where he's been away from football.
But that's not good. Like 3 years away from football. You know, it's one thing to be away from.
They're different years. It's not like three consecutive years. But, you know, suspensions and injuries.
All right.
Think about it. The only concern I have is the medical history. He's got a Chris Greer-esque medical resume, which, you know, but it is what it is. This is a flyer. This is a low-risk, high-reward signing. I'm not even sure he's going to make it out of training camp, not from talent standpoint, but if he wants to continue to play football. He has walked away from the game recently because of all the adversity and things he was going through in his life, depression, a divorce, you know, nearly dying from a medical issue. He's much like Ricky Williams, where he doesn't know if he loves the game anymore. He loves what the game brings him, but he doesn't want the game to bring him into a state of depression or let old habits surface up. Yeah. Now, he said the only place that he would come back and play was the Miami Dolphins. For Frank Smith.
Right.
So, okay. The Miami Dolphins clearly had this in their back pocket, probably for months. And now that they moved Jonnu Smith, there's a reason that we started hearing, Jonnu Smith's on the trade market a month ago.
So you think this was the move all along, why we were – I wish they would have called me so I didn't go around trying to sniff out, like, who might be the disgruntled tight end that we might be able to get. But anyway –
Yeah, no. I think yes. I think the day before when you heard Tom Pelissero, who is somebody's mouthpiece, I won't say who, say, "Hey, Dolphins are shopping for a tight end." That basically was a signal. Send us your last offers. There's no coincidence that Jonnu Smith and this tight end is a Drew Rosenhaus client. There's no coincidence that Drew Rosenhaus just got one client traded away and tripled his salary. And, by the way, he can have your replacement, too.
So Darren Waller is a Drew guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm hearing for, Joe. I'll tell you.
No, I usually keep up on the Drew list of clients,
is
huge.
It's a long list, Joe. It's a long list.
Hey, so how do you think it works out? What's your gut? They don't get the benefit of the doubt on anything right now, you know, from most of our fan base.
Yeah. And sadly, most of our fan base hopes everybody around this organization fails, because they don't care about the team and winning and success and the players. They just want a complete, total reset. And GM, coach, quarterback, everybody just bomb the thing. So they don't care. I would say 40% of the fan base does not care. They don't want the Dolphins to win. And I think that's very unfair. I love what they've done the last 2 days. Who in the world thought Minka Fitzpatrick would come back here?
Yeah, I did not see that one. No, I did not see that coming. You'd have to be real smart out there if you knew that.
No. That's crazy talk. Minka ran out of here screaming about, you know, how bad the culture was. And now he's coming back. So it's, you know.
I think his thing was the Brian Flores and the way he was being used. Is that falling under culture?
It was everything. It was more than Flores. It was way Minka did not like. I'm not going to speak for Minka. I'll let him speak when he gets here.
He didn't like the way he was being used.
That was problem number one. But there were other problems. He didn't like the fact that they were tanking. He didn't like the fact that a lot of guys in the secondary weren't really nice to him. There was a lot of things going on with Minka.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, he had a hell of a rookie year. I thought the way we used him, he was unbelievable in the slot. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, I was like, wow, I didn't even know that.
Should he have been the free safety over – Should he have been the free safety over Bobby McCain? Absolutely. Did Brian Flores botch that one and really, you know, sour the relationship? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is history, but now Chris Kirk gets back his guy.
Yeah, no. Listen, I agree that getting him back, Jalen Ramsey wasn't going to be here. I know everybody, well, what are we going to do? And I get it. We still got to replace Jalen Ramsey and find some young corners who can play. But Jalen Ramsey, it was a divorce. Since you and I are familiar with divorces, that was going to be a divorce. That was
going to be a divorce and a nasty one, too.
And I'm familiar with those. And yes, I'm not saying you are. I am. And you're right. No way. Mom goes, is there any chance? I go, no, there's not.
Nope. Yeah.
The God kids bless are like, mom.
Hey, can we keep the kids and the family together? Nope. Absolutely not.
Oh, sorry, kids. We might be going to some counseling together because that ain't going to work. Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, God. See, look at you and I get off the whole thing. Hey, were you surprised on the Jonnu Smith thing? I thought they were going to cave and give him the money, by the way. We're talking about old news.
I think it's respectable to cave and give him $9 million. 12 is just absolutely obscene.
Yeah. He got it.
So, hey, baby.
Hey, how about Jalen Ramsey speaking again? The Steelers go, you know what? We really want you to be happy. We're going to throw another $1.5 million on top of your deal because we think you're
crazy. That's how Jalen Ramsey does business.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is a businessman and a mercenary. And unfortunately, he's probably the biggest bully I've ever encountered.
No. And Ndamukong Suh big?
No, he's bigger. He's more of a bully than Ndamukong
Suh. Come on.
No, I'm dead serious. And Ndamukong Suh was a mean man, but he knew how to play the game. Jalen Ramsey don't play the game. Let me tell you a tale. Ndamukong Suh, he knew that he had created so many enemies, and he knew that his impression in Miami was going to leave a negative taste on people's mouths. But you know what Ndamukong Suh cared about? He cared about being in the Hall of Fame. So you know who he goes and sits down with? Our Hall of Fame voter. Armando.
Yeah.
So Ndamukong Suh knows how to play the game.
By the way, he's not getting in there. He could freelance, and apparently he got no shot to get in there. None. You think he's getting in?
Ndamukong?
Yeah.
No way. He was a dominant player for his era. Can you name another defensive tackle probably more
worthy?
That's
the freelancingest defense alignment of all time. I hope somebody gets that out there, Armando or anybody else. That man
won titles, put up money. I mean, and Dominic, he might get in there. I don't know. I don't know.
You put too many guys. You put everybody in there. You put everybody in there. Don't do me like that, Joe. You the guy go, he's a Hall of Famer. You got half our guys in the Hall of Fame. Ramsey.
No, I don't. I wish Cam Wake had a better resume, but that he does, he's not going to make it in. But
hey, by the way, I got asked this. I did Pittsburgh. I finally caved last night, and I did some Pittsburgh radio. So they asked me about Jalen Ramsey, and you probably got this. I know you did a national show yesterday for NFL Network. So Jalen Ramsey, they're going, how's this going to work with Tomlin? They're all aware of Jalen Ramsey. Oh. It's no longer a secret. I said, I think it's going to be fine. I think the first year, Jalen's cool with Tomlin. He respects him.
Yeah.
He respects him.
Mike Tomlin's probably the only person in the NFL that Jalen Ramsey couldn't bully. So I think he'll be all right. And that's the thing. Jalen's an elite player still. To say whatever you want about his struggles against Aaron Rodgers, Jalen is still an elite player. Like, don't get this twisted. Trust me. He is a very dominant, effective player.
I think he's good. I don't say that either. I think he's really good. He's toward the top. When you look at starting corners in a nickel and you rank them all, he's top tier. He's top 10, 12, 13. I'm with you. I don't disagree.
I don't know if I can name eight that are better. I really don't know if I can name eight that are better.
All right. That just counts on, you know, who you're going with. But to your point, he's still good, yes. He's still good.
Yeah.
You expect him to let it rip with Mike when he finally, or he's just going to let this go?
He's just going to let this go. I think he's going to be diplomatic. Understand that you can't force your way out of three situations and it not have collateral damage. And I think Jalen wants his legacy to be good. legacy to be Hall of Fame worthy. And so you can't leave mess around. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let me ask you, if this thing doesn't work, we need a pass receiving tight end a little bit. And by the way, if we use our outside receivers.
No, you're good. If Darren Waller doesn't work, I'm a Connor Tanner guy. I am. I've seen him flash too much to know he could play and he can contribute. When you talk to the coaches, he probably has one of the greatest understandings of the offense. He could play every position except for running back. That's H-back, that's fullback, that's inline, that's move.
I've seen him put him different
that's
places.
Wide receiver,
yeah.
That's slot. So, and I believe in his talent. The problem I have is that it has never translated to a game situation. But people forget about this. In the Seattle game, which was Skylar Thompson's first start, it was Connor Tanner who won the starting spot, not Jonnu Smith. He was playing ahead of Jonnu Smith. And, you know, that game didn't – it was a homecoming for him. That game didn't go as well as he had hoped. And obviously, Jonnu eventually took over. But he played because he had a better understanding of the offense than Jonnu at the time. So, the coaches are so high on Julian Hill. And I know everybody will say the penalties and whatever, whatnot. They truly believe in Julian.
Yes, they do. No. I have spent lots of time with the tight ends coach, and you're right. They like him a lot.
And if there's anybody I'm not going to question on that coaching staff, it's John Embry, because he's coached two Hall of Famers, and I believe it's five Pro Bowlers.
No, John Embry's a damn good coach. And by the way, he's got some old school in, which I'm always amazed at. He's got a little old school in him, but he's figured out how to go old school and still work with Mike.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't always like that old school stuff, like some, hey, but.
No, he might need to get over it, because sometimes you got to coach these guys hard. And sometimes you got to have somebody in there to hold them accountable. And I know Darren Rizzi's your boy, but Darren Rizzi would have been a perfect fit for this team as a special teams coach, because Darren Rizzi will be your bad guy. And this team, they need a bad guy. Mike is a good guy. Mike's a good cop, but you need a bad cop.
That's true. Right? That is true. And by the way, Riz, I got to tell you, there were times when Riz, when his special teams guys, you seen him on the sideline, get after after guys that are good, really good
that's
players.
Not just special teams. Riz will get after guys like you showing up late for meetings.
Oh, no, he wasn't flying that. I know you don't want to see that with Riz. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a few drinks with him this weekend. We got the big wedding. I thought, is that why you just did that?
Yeah. I know you're down for the big wedding.
The big wedding. Man, we're all fired. I think my wife's already getting ready for it. It's in a couple of days. I think Sherry started getting ready for that wedding.
She gave you some rules, huh, Joe?
It's funny you said that. She did ask me. It's a little past, now I know those guys are going to be there, but I still, that doesn't mean you got to be the last one to leave and drink too much. I got that whole thing.
Listen, Joe, speaking from experience, just put yourself on a 4-drink limit. That's it. You'll be all right.
Hey.
I know this asks for much, Joe, but, happy wife, they say happy life.
So you want to hear the other one, Omar? At the dinner rehearsal, I'm going to speak. I was asked to speak at dinner rehearsal, and so my wife said, she tried to go behind my back and go, it's a bad idea before you ask him or I ask him. He's gonna be drinking, and it could get somebody could be offended that doesn't know him, and the Riz's family's coming down from the Northeast. Are you sure? And I was like, it's gonna be fine. I love both of them, man, Mackenzie and my nephew. Yeah. Come on. And she's already. And then I heard about it again last night. You don't have to be funny. Just say a couple of nice things straight. Just straight.
And I know you heard this. Don't embarrass me, Joe.
Yeah. No. That's the big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Very quiet wife, and she doesn't want to be embarrassed. So anyway, we got some interesting things. Interesting because about this whole thing with Darren Waller. people are going nuts today. I ain't gonna lie to you. They're going friggin' nuts. Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And everything he's been through.
I would say for those who have their concerns, and it's valid for you to have concerns, understand that your head coach is also a recovering alcoholic who probably can relate and understand more about Darren Waller than just about anybody in the NFL. Go do your research on Darren Waller. There's a men's health article that's very detailed. Go listen to just some of his songs. Go listen to like there's a song about divorce, his divorce. He poured out his soul.
That's pretty quick though. He wasn't married very long, was he? That was a quickie.
He was married to Kelsey Plum, and I have no idea how long
she was a basketball player, right? WNBA player?
She's a WNBA star. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Omar, appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for a little insight of everything. We'll see how everything plays. We're still getting another cornerback, right? A veteran cornerback?
Probably,
the price comes down?
To training camp. Once their price comes down. Who knows? Chris Greer has been on a roll. He might be ready to shoot a shot right now.
Yeah.
I still say bring Xavier home.
I know you do. You got your favorites. All right, I'm going to let you go on the X-Man thing. Omar, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. I want to take a second to talk about sports-related injuries. Hate doing it. Man, sooner or later, it happens to all of us. Baptist Health South Florida, man, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People didn't even know that about Baptist Health South Florida unless you listen to this show. Yeah, Baptist Health's everywhere for everything and do great work. Got great doctors across the board, but I like talking about injuries and getting healthy. That's all. Because if you're active and you're competitive, it doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter what age. There's a reason. Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all use the doctors of Baptist Health South Florida's team doctors, as well as most of their specialists for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I'm talking about frontline doctors that know how they've seen it and they know how to fix it and get you back out playing sports that you love the most. And we got three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. Got a real nice, sweet, sweet facility there. And 595 in Pine Island Implantation, man, the pineapple is lit up and doing well these days. We got some more facilities on the way. Listen, Baptist Health's about keeping us all healthy so we can all enjoy sports and being active every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get healthy quickly.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, I thought this was interesting yesterday. Paul Feinbaum saying he predicts that Arch Manning will be the best college football quarterback since Tim Tebow.
Oh, man.
It seems early to say such a thing, but...
So, I know the question. I think Arch Manning started two games because of Hewers, right? He's been there the last 2 years. Now they're ripping Quinn Hewers. Well, he should have quit kissing Hewer's ass, but, you know, Hewer's was also, I believe, the top five-star quarterback coming out of Texas. Matter of fact, graduated early, went to Ohio State, found out he's going to be sitting behind a couple of guys going to go in the first round, and ended up transferring to Texas. But, Woody, I know who the family is. I get who his two uncles are and his grandfather. Boy, I'll tell you what. And he's not doing it, but everybody around him. Mm-hmm. You guys got two starts, and we've already just decided he's...
No, those are big shoes to fill there. I'll tell you the reason I brought this up. I'm curious what you think. Tim Tebow's the best college quarterback, obviously not pro, that I can ever remember watching.
Numbers that
lifetime.
He put up? You're talking about the passing, touchdown, running, leadership?
Just the winning. I mean, that guy did everything. I despise the Gators.
No,
but they lost that
my
game,
only
and he
problem,
gives that speech.
He did. Listen, he put up, and he's a big, big part of Gator history now. There's no question about it. And then the Heisman and all
that
stuff.
He took a picture with
him. Statue along with two other quarterbacks. But I watch him throw. just not very good. But listen, you're right. I can't take away. You said college.
Yeah. Well, you can't even mention him without talking about that Dolphin situation.
And he.
The Tim Tebow day. Oh. Right? And he came back and beat them.
No, you had to bring that up. Yeah. That did not have to be.
Did he win a playoff? He won a playoff game, too.
He beat Pittsburgh. Yes, he did that. He beat the Steelers. And
he has more playoff wins than the Dolphins.
You know what? Yeah. You just like to be miserable.
I didn't mean to go down that road, honestly.
How do you go from a Tebow story and how good he is and throw it back on the Dolphins on every story? You do that. Every story.
Maybe they can sign him. He's available.
See if he can still
still do whatever it is he does. All right, Joe. Here's some good news. Randy Moss is going to be returning to NFL Sunday Countdown full time here. With the NFL season,
we have a little bout around the corner, bout with cancer.
Yeah. So really, this is nice news here. He will be back with the crew there. Their countdown crew already consists of Mike Greenberg, Rex Ryan, Teddy Bruschi, Alex Smith, and now Randy Moss coming back.
It's a good show. What? Go ahead.
Okay. No. I just know you're not a Greenberg fan.
I'm not, but it's a good show. I'm not okay. A fan. Too New Yorkish for me, and the Jets love affair. God, if they're ever good, he's going to literally, you're going to have to turn them off.
Speaking of not a fan, Joe, remember we did the story about the WNBA yesterday, and they were expanding to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Giving them a whopping 18 teams?
Yes.
It took all of a few hours for one of their most prominent players in the league to crap all over the expansion. This is
nobody wants to play in a couple of those cities.
This is Sophie Cunningham, who happens to be one of Caitlin Clark's teammates.
I also think that you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play in Dolphins? I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using, and I think that the Women's Soccer League is showing that, like, people draw, you know, and so I'm not so sure what the thought process is there, but at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing, that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't, and so I just think that it's kind of a hard decision-making situation, but man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
I didn't hear some of the end, but I heard what she said.
She said, I don't know how excited people are to go to Cincinnati.
Hey, there are a lot of people not excited about their product. They ought to calm down a little bit. The fact that they're expanding and the sport is actually doing a lot better than a lot of people thought. Why would they come out? And why
that
would
league
she?
Those players never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity, man. I mean, they are.
More jobs for everybody.
She goes, we shouldn't be expanding too fast.
Same kind of money for everybody.
Yeah. Be careful. More jobs. Expand too fast. Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, it's the number one sport in the world. I don't get it. Whatever.
Brilliant stuff. No, that only took one day for someone to like, we're expanding the league? But to these crappy cities?
Not Cleveland. No, hell no. Nobody wants to go to Cleveland.
What a dump.
What was the other city? I saw Cleveland.
Detroit.
Detroit was another one.
Caitlin Clark had to come out and be like, say how excited she is and how much she loves those cities. And
I don't even know how everybody draws. I know Caitlin Clark's teams draw real well. It's sold out. Yeah, I don't know how some of the other teams do. I have no clue. None.
I don't know, but as long as they keep saying stuff like this, maybe not so great, but... By the way, the Twitter accounts of those like cities had to respond to her and rip her back, and it's just really weird stuff, man.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of weird stuff here, Joe, couple of last ones for you. We have a partial verdict in the Sean Diddy Combs trial.
I never heard of that. So what's the partial part?
So they have... verdicts in the four counts, but they could not decide against the racketeering charge. That is the final one.
What's the big one that gets you the most years in prison?
All of the stuff he's accused of has significant penalties.
Yeah. I haven't been watching it. I truly, like, I just been in my own world, have not been paying attention to it, but I knew it was coming to an end.
Well, I don't know if it's coming to. We gotta figure this thing out here, Joe. But in my legal opinion, not that it matters because I don't have any legal background, but it does seem like he's guilty of the other four, and they just can't figure this last one out.
I don't know.
This racketeering.
Somebody said they came to a verdict real quickly, so that usually means guilty. I don't know.
It's like the racketeering or RICO.
Listen, I only know about death penalty and murder one. That's my specialty.
And I'm only really familiar with this RICO charge thing from the Dark Knight movie where they charge all the mobsters at once. That's my background on it, so I don't really know.
Oh, man. That's good, Woody.
And our final one here, Joe, a new Florida law is cracking down on super speeders, they're calling them, just in time here for the holiday weekend. Stiffer penalties aim to curb dangerous driving. This is a really good thing here, finally, by the way. Under House Bill 351, which went into effect, first-time offenders, Joe, this is if you go 50 miles per hour or more over the speed limit or driving recklessly at 100 miles an hour and faster. So here you go. The first-time offender, a $500 fine and up to 30 days in jail or both. Repeat offenders risk a $1,000 fine and as many as 90 days behind bars.
Wow. This is a Florida thing, right?
Yeah. Third violation within 5 years will result in a minimum 6-month driver's license suspension. Lawmakers say the goal is to reduce dangerous speeding and save lives on Florida roads, especially during high traffic periods like holiday weekends. I still never understand how people, they're weaving, 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic. I guess they don't care if they kill, innocent people. I don't know.
I haven't seen 100.
It seems like you see it every morning on these highways, but... Hey, man, look, you're taking quite a little risk here because they might throw your ass in jail.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour and faster.
Oof. All right, Woody.
But
all right, good one.
Trying to keep nice, innocent people alive, Joe, out there on the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Wood.
You're always
looking out for the people. I've always said you love people.
Always.
That, no question. Hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, who's not happy with anything the Miami Dolphins are doing right now, is going to join us coming up at 9:15 because Friday is 4th of July, and not too many people are going to be working on 4th of July. I shouldn't say that. Maybe some of you are. We aren't. Feeling stuck on the sidelines these days, anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too much on the booze. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros at some point. If it's happening to you, Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care and, yes, music that gets through when nothing else does. No judgment, just great results. Most insurance accepted. Time to call in and audible. Are you ready? Call 954-737-4508 and get started, man. Get out of that funk. It's time to do something about it. Visit recoveryunplugged.com. That's Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.